The Visit. She had known the man for most of her life. Now, at 40, she had become rather quiet, and he, nearing 80, had become quite old. Her father had passed away, and though she didn't need a father now, she felt sentimental when she met Mr. Piper once again. She'd been away for years. She asked if he'd care to come to the house. She still had all her mother's things, the china cabinet, rugs, silver settings, tablecloths. Her mother lived in a home for the aged. She was not ill, but she wandered, wet herself, forgot her name. Helen kept the house as her mother had, except that the ceilings at the top of the house were painted blue now. She'd had skylights installed. On occasion, her mother would come to visit, and the sameness was comforting. At the back of the house, in a locked garage, were the many things that Helen had acquired during her time away. She hadn't planned on returning, nor on staying. Mr. Piper did come. He came by car, brought a potted begonia, rang the bell and stepped politely away from the door, waited for Helen to open. "Miss Reed," he said. "Mr. Piper," Helen invited him in. She cooked the way her mother always had, roasted meat with dark gravy, boiled roots and beans. Mr. Piper ate silently. "Like my wife used to make," he said. His wife had been dead a good 15 years. Later they sat on the sofa looking at pictures of her father and mother in the early part of their marriage, and with their first child, Helen's brother Jack, who died. "In this picture you see the garden behind the house and the cherry tree they planted for Jack. That tree is enormous now. It almost covers the window." Mr. Piper looked up. Indeed, the window was covered almost entirely with pink blossoms he could barely see out. Helen served him tea. Then she stood at the open door, watched him get into his car. A week later, he came again, and the following week as well, until they began to look forward to his visit every Thursday. Helen would part her hair on the side the way her mother had done, enter her mother's wardrobe, choose a satin blouse. Mr. Piper seemed at ease when she dressed in muted colors. Each time he would bring a different flower, this time an orchid, still enfolded. She placed it on the table admiringly. Today he'd come too soon. She excused herself. She wasn't ready. She climbed the stairs to her mother's room. Under the blue ceiling, she undressed. It was warm in the room. She reached up to press the slanted window back. When Mr. Piper came in behind her, she was wearing a white brassiere. He'd startled her. She remained polite. He gazed at the ceiling, not at her, and through the window to the pale sky. Just then, a bird flew by, shat on the glass. "They say it brings good luck," he said. He removed his shoes, then, standing on the bed, he tilted the window, wiped the white stain with his handkerchief. Helen slipped into her mother's blouse, fastened the delicate pearl buttons. But after dinner, they found a reason to go up again. This time, Piper sat on the bed, hands folded. Helen, beside him, stroked her teacup. When it grew dark, they stretched out beneath the purple window. One by one, the stars lit. "Are you cold?" Helen asked finally. "We can go under the cover." "No, Miss Reed, I'm not cold at all." The ceiling changed, vibrated blue, dazzled. And beyond the open window, a cascade of stars. "I must go out," Miss Reed said, suddenly sitting up. Mr. Piper sat up too. She leaned on his back, climbed onto his shoulders, pulled herself through the window frame. Then she reached him her hand, and he did the same. Now they were not on the planet anymore, the planet of her parents' neighborhood where she had grown up, but here on the edge of the Night River. Helen loosened her hair. Mr. Piper's stiff, spotted fingers slid her buttons. She slipped off slacks and shoes, threw them on the stones. Piper's jacket and trousers, his white shirt and socks, she took from him, folded and placed on a rock, while he smoothed his thin gray locks. At the edge of the water, they stood in their underwear, shivering. Stars in the river made it look like sky. She reached down, washed his calves and thighs. Later, he woke up in her bed, Miss Reed beside him in her white brassiere. Shocked, Mr. Piper crept down the stairs and left. But on Thursday, when he came again, he brought a white petunia, placed it on the sideboard, went upstairs where Helen, in her mother's dressing gown, was waiting.